From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting North Korean state media, quoting General Kim Rok, who is saying that Pyongyang is about to take military action targeting the U.S. Western Pacific territory of Guam, home to a sizable U.S. force and naval facilities. He said the North would finalize a plan by mid-August to fire 4 mid-range missiles toward the island. Earlier Wednesday, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said that the North Korea risks annihilation if it starts a war and told Pyongyang it must end its pursuit of nuclear weaponry. North Korea's threat against Guam spotlights a Western Pacific U.S. territory that looms large as a military asset despite being smaller than Singapore. A former Spanish colony, Guam has been in American hands since the end of the 19th century. It is one of the 17 non-self-governing territories of the United States. Again, Guam is a former Spanish colony and serves as a major military base for the United States and the U.S. Air Force and naval installations.
Guam is American soil, and we have 200,000 Americans in Guam and the Marianas. We are not just a military installation. And with that said, I want to ensure that we are prepared for any eventuality.
That is Governor Eddie Baza Calvo. Guam's proximity to the Korean Peninsula is also what makes it an attractive target for North Korea. Pyongyang is only 3,380 kilometers northwest of Guam, putting it within a feasible striking distance. Tokyo's 2,400 kilometers to the north. This is VOA News. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta appears headed for re-election while his opponent charges massive fraud in Tuesday's elections. Kenya's Election Commission said as of late Wednesday, with 96% of polling stations counted, Kenyatta led opposition leader Raila Odinga 54% to 44%. Officials have up to a week to verify the results and announce a winner. But Odinga alleges hackers carried out what he calls a massive and extensive attack on the Election Commission's computer system and that the results announced so far are fraudulent. Kenyatta and Odinga have a deep rivalry. They ran against each other in 2007 and again in 2013 presidential elections. Odinga alleged vote tampering after losing in 2013 and challenged the result in court. The 2007 election was followed by violence fueled by ethnic divisions that killed more than 1,000 people. 6 Red Cross workers are among 30 people killed in clashes between a militia and a self-defense group in southeastern Central African Republic. News of the bloodshed emerged Wednesday, 6 days after the violent fighting at a health care center. Antoine Mabogo, president of the Red Cross in the Central African Republic, said that he was appalled by news of those killings. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided the home of President Donald Trump's former campaign chief in the pre-dawn hours late last month, intensifying their probe of Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The raid on the home of Paul Manafort, a longtime Republican political operative who has had deep financial ties to Russia and Ukraine, occurred just outside Washington in suburban Virginia and without warning. Aides to the 68-year-old Manafort confirmed Wednesday that federal agents executed a search warrant on July 26th, seizing documents and other materials. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif held a rally Wednesday to demonstrate political power just days after the country's highest court disqualified him from holding office for concealing his assets. Critics, however, are questioning his tactics, which they say defies the rule of law and demonizes the Supreme Court. Sharif left the national capital, Islamabad, Wednesday, bound for Lahore, his native city in eastern Pakistan. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has imposed sanctions on 8 more Venezuelan officials in retaliation for helping to create a new legislative body that is expanding the power of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The sanctions were announced Wednesday by the U.S. Treasury Department. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.